Alaska Extension Almanac.
Research studies from 40 years ago proved that there's a compound in ponderosa pine needles that interferes with blood flow to a cow's uterus and fetus, which could lead to premature birth and death. Nebraska Extension educator Bethany Johnston says cows that are in their third trimester are at greater risk for this problem.
Pine needles, and especially the ponderosa pines, have compounds in them. And so if the cows ingest them while they're pregnant, it can actually cause them to calve early. So if that calf, you know, isn't mature, they can, what we would call slink, but they lose that calf early and it's just not able to survive. But those compounds in the pine needles actually causes the blood supply to shut off in the uterus. And so the longer the cows are pregnant, so once they get into their second or third trimesters, they seem to be more susceptible to that. The other thing with pine needles is cattle don't dislike them, so they're probably not going to eat them unless they're really hungry. So like if we have a cold snap or if there's a blizzard and it covers up all the available grass, then they might actually go in there and eat those pine needles because they don't find them unpleasant to eat. But you know, we've had some examples where normally the old shelter belts that had ponderosa pine in them had been fenced out, and it was an older homestead and the fence was bad, so the neighbors just pulled the fence out and had bred heifers running in there, and they didn't eat a lot of them, but I think they ate them because they were bored, because I can remember driving by and seeing them reaching up and plucking them off. They actually lost some calves because of that, because the heifers aborted early because of the pine needle consumption. And there's, if the cows aren't pregnant or if you have steers or bulls, they're not going to be affected by pine needles. And then there's also other ruminants, like if you have pregnant elk or pregnant sheep or pregnant goats, that can eat ponderosa pine needles and have it not affect them. The low temperatures, there seems to be a correlation there, probably just because they're hungry and they're looking for something to eat. But that does seem to increase those cows going out and actually eating pine needles. Well, so this is a pretty simple one. I mean, if you're having trouble and they've been out in the pine trees, that could be a reason why you're losing calves or those cows are aborting. But the solution's pretty simple. It's just to keep them out of those ponderosa pine trees. So either with fence. Another strategy is if you have pine trees growing out in the pasture and you can't fence them out, maybe you think about changing that calving season, or if you have wintering grounds for your cattle, maybe you just try to remove pine trees on those wintering grounds, but not a lot you can do. Like I said before, the compounds in those pine needles are going to restrict the blood flow and kind of almost induce labor from the research that I did. And so there's not a lot you can do once they've ingested those pine needles. So just the simple prevention is to keep them out of those pine trees. Or if you have pregnant cows, try to keep them, you know, away from them if you do have pastures with pine trees in there. If you change your calving season, so maybe they're in the pastures with pine trees, that's another solution. But one of those things just to keep an eye out on, and, you know, if the fence gets down and they're getting into the pine trees, to make sure that you go back and repair those fences.
Today's program was a portion taken from a recent Beef Watch podcast offered by Nebraska Extension. To hear the entire interview, go to beef.unl.edu or download from Apple Podcasts. For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.